so good and what's left of those blue jeans. Hello there, everybody, and welcome to Penguin Press Pass here on Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. I am your host today, DJ Smoove, and we have a very exciting show for you today. We have a couple news reports and a couple local Dominican news, and we also got some interviews today. So, you know, thank you for joining us, and we'll get right into it. So I just want to let you know, all the students out there know, Capamilia, it's the fourth annual Filipino Cultural Night on April 12th in Angelico. DU, if you have your DU student ID, it's $10 for pre-sale, and at the door it is $15. General admission is $15, and at the door is $20. And then for more info, hit their Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Capamilia DU. So that should be a really fun night. You guys should go check that out. Again, Capamilia, 4th Annual Filipino Cultural Night, April 12th at Angelico Hall. So we're going to just get right into the news stories. DJ Freak, you got some news for us?
Yes, I do. So today, Hillary Clinton is supposed to announce her 2006 presidential campaign. And she's the former Secretary of State, and she's supposedly going to announce on Sunday, according to various U.S. media reports. And she's supposed to do it via social media. And later on, the 67-year-old will then travel to Iowa and New Hampshire to do early primary contests in the 2006 race. So it's pretty exciting. Hillary Clinton's getting back in there, running again, and I'm excited. How about you?
I actually am very excited. I heard she's a very big candidate. A lot of people want her for president for 2016, so I can't wait to see that and all that stuff. More news. This morning, a UPS truck was caught on fire on the Richmond Bridge. It was shut down on the bridge back wall all the way back. And, you know, they're carrying household goods. Don't expect it to clear up until 2. And one of our DJs, DJ Scout, her mom was, on the Richmond Bridge, and she was there for like 3 hours. So hopefully she made it through safe. So thoughts and prayers are with her and with everyone on the Richmond Bridge. Hopefully no one got hurt. And DJ Nix, I heard you got a story for us. No, never mind. DJ Roughhouse, you got some stories for us?
Yeah, excuse me. DJ Roughhouse here. This is about President Barack Obama meeting with Raul Castro. And they actually spoke on the phone Wednesday before leaving Washington for the presidential trip to Jamaica and Panama. A White House official told CNN on Friday, Obama was set to meet face-to-face with Castro on Friday, the first time the leaders have interacted since their nations agreed to renew diplomatic relations after a half a century. Obama arrived in Panama late Thursday to his third summit of the Americas. A large gathering of Latin American leaders that is years past was tinged with animosity at Cuba's exclusion. Moments after Marine One, Obama's helicopter touched down in Panama City, Castro's plane landed on the same tarmac. Panama television carried both arrivals live. Details of Wednesday's phone call were not immediately available Friday.
Wow, that was crazy. Just, you know, Obama doing his thing over there.
Yeah, I mean, not really much stuff gets out with the president, you know.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah. So just always Illuminati and stuff like that. But again, thank you again. This is the Penguin Press Pass here on radio.dominican.edu. And, you know, we're just having a good time here. Hopefully, thank you for listening. We got some couple interviews coming up. So when we get those, we will air them for you here. Next Friday, we got save the date for the annual wellness fair. It's Friday, April 17th till 11 to 1 p.m. It's at the Creekside Room. It's that time of year again. So they said, come join us at the annual wellness fair. Light lunch will be provided along with a free massage, raffle opportunities, and more. They'll have special vendors and healthcare providers attending this year, so don't miss out. Open enrollment is coming April 27th to May 8th. Stay tuned for more information. Again, Save the date for the annual wellness fair, April 17th, 2015, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Creekside Room. And, you know, we're just having a great time here, just chilling, just relaxing, talking about news, and just waiting for the interviews to come. And we actually have DJ Throwback. She's going to actually call us in a little bit and give us her live interview. So we'll just wait until then, until that happens.
Really quick, I just wanted to throw in something. Ball's Life, only on radio.dominican.edu from 4 to 5 p.m. Wednesdays. Everybody should be tuning into that. It's a great show.
Yeah, and it's DJ Jazzy J with PSAC rep Jesse Marshall. She should be calling soon, so we'll just wait for that. And yeah, so Frankie, you want to talk more about what you're talking about? Oh, and we got a call right now, so here we go. Hello, DJ Jazzy J.
Hey. So I'm here. My name is DJ Jazzy J. Everyone's listening to Penguin Press Pass this week. I'm here with Jesse Marshall. Jesse, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jesse Marshall. I'm a junior here at Dominican Business Major at Women's Basketball Club.
Awesome. So what is PSAC?
And student advisory. We're focusing on life and the balance. So there's one at every division, so Division 1, 2, and 3, and ours is really focused on people's experience.
That's awesome. So, how are you involved exactly?
So currently for the social media director and also the social media director just for Dominican, and I'm on the board.
Oh, that's awesome. So on the board, what do you do?
So I'm all the flyers, see all the pushers. So athletes in a different light. So rather than what are they doing on the court or the field, I'm looking at what are they doing as far as their careers, how are they involved.
That's awesome. So is there an event coming up?
Yes, actually, we're hosting a game at 1 p.m. What that's for is we're raising money to make a wish, and we're a few hundred dollars away from our goal. And if we can get up to our goal, $75,000 actually grant. Huge community event.
That's awesome. So, do you know this kid at all, or is that
so? Patient. Okay. It's going to be different county. How you're.
Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. So it's for Make-A-Wish.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse. So thank you, DJs in the studio. This is DJ Jazzy J. Thanks for listening.
Thank you again, DJ Jazzy J. And she was with PSAC representative Jesse Marshall, who is a Dominican women's basketball player. So thank you again for that great interview. And we're going to just toss it to DJ Freak. She's got some DU news for us.
Yes, this Sunday at 1 p.m., there's Gatorade Pong Tournament. For each team and only of two, it costs $6 to enter, and all proceeds go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And there will also be a barbecue, so if you don't want to play, it's just $2 to get some barbecue and watch some good beer, Gatorade Pong.
Yes, not beer pong, Gatorade pong.
Gatorade pong.
Yeah, let's get that one right.
Oh, and I heard if you and your partner win, you each win a ticket to the Penguin Ball. And the Penguin Ball is, I believe, April 18th?
Oh.
Right? April 18th.
April 18th, yeah.
It's a Saturday?
Yeah, it's a Gatsby theme, I heard. So yeah, it's a little, so
I also heard that if you don't have a ticket, if you already have a ticket, they'll reimburse you with something else, like a Chipotle gift card. There's been rumors for like the same amount of money.
They should give like a free iPad, because that's what I need. Dominican, pay up. Bro. Where's my free iPad? But are any of you guys going to the Gatorade Pong thing?
Yeah, I already signed up and I have a partner, and we're gonna win it all. So
you might as well
not sign up anymore.
Heard it here first. DJ Roughhouse and his partner. Who's your partner?
I got Remy Nichols.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, we played all freshman year together on the water pong in the dorms.
Oh, the DU water pong team?
We always got yelled at. The DU. It'll be fun though. I mean, just to get food and like the company in the pool. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
It goes to Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, that's true. That should be like
for a good cause.
Yeah, it is a good cause. Hopefully, you know, one of those kids, you know, they deserve a wish. So go out there again. Gatorade Pong, what was the date again, Lexi?
It is this Sunday at 1 p.m.
this Sunday at 1 p.m. Go and sign up for the Gatorade Pong if you have not already.
We'll be in Conlin.
Conlin? Conlin. Oh, so there's like a tournament. How many people are joining up? Do we know?
I'm not sure, but I heard it's up to, I think, 24 teams because I was looking, and you have to sign up beforehand for your team.
Okay. So, yeah, again, Gatorade Pong is for Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's for a good cause, and just go to the Conlin and join and sign up. So I believe we have an interview about the ASDU Penguin Ball. It's DJ Titania's interview, and we're going to go into that right now.
Titania for Radio.Dominican.edu, and I'm here with
Julia Hills
from ASDU, and she's going to tell us all about Penguin Ball. When is the Penguin Ball exactly?
Penguin Ball is on Saturday, April 18th, at Pier 15, the Exploratorium. Buses leave here at 7:15. The dance is from 8 to 11.
Okay, that's very good. And what is it about exactly?
It's just a fun event for Dominican students to attend. We have all access to the Exploratorium. There's going to be dancing. You can do any of the activities at the Exploratorium. So it's just kind of a fun night for Dominican students to get out and enjoy themselves.
That sounds really nice. I heard it has a theme. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
So this year's theme is Great Gatsby. So we're kind of taking off of the 1920s. If anyone's ever seen The Great Gatsby or read the book, it's kind of going to be like that. Although you don't have to dress the theme, you can wear whatever you would like, but that is going to be the theme. We're going to have a Gatsby. The Aaron Ruth, who won Mr. Penguin, he's going to be Gatsby. So
that sounds exciting.
It's going to be pretty exciting. It's going to be a fun night.
Okay, so would you like to say anyone else for anyone who would come up?
Just every Dominican student should come on out, get your tickets. They're going fast. We only have about 200 left, so come out and enjoy yourselves.
Okay, thank you very much.
And thank you again, DJ Titania, with that great interview about the ASDU ball. Next, we're going to have a live interview with DJ Scrappy and a 3 ASDU candidate. And an ASDU candidate. My fault. I read the script wrong. But yeah. Anyway, so DJ Scrappy should come with a live interview, and he is calling right now.
Or about
DJ Scrappy, can you hear us?
So today we are going. Wait, someone's calling her. I think. Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
No, it's wrong.
Oh. Awesome.
So, Penguin Ball. What's that all about?
So we also have 2 more tickets for the Warriors games too. So if you want to purchase that can happen. So that's what's happening.
That's pretty exciting. Anything about the recent election that you want to impart with us?
So right now we are waiting for the results. The election ended last night at 11:59. So we will get the results hopefully today. We don't know when. Lauren Castro, our supervisor for the election, head of elections, will tell us and email us if we have gotten the position, and it will be announced to the students later.
Well, that sounds amazing. You heard it live first on radio.dominican.edu. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And thank you, DJ Scrappy, with that amazing interview with one of the ASDU candidates. And now we're going to go into another interview, just back to back. We have Ari Alex with DJ Stack. So here we go, and let's hear that.
Are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We are out here at Caliriga Plaza doing some live interviews, and here I have a guest with me. He is a junior, and his name is Alex, and he's going to be talking about what it's like to be a student athlete at Dominican University. So welcome, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about you as an athlete.
Like you said, I'm a junior. This is my third year being an athlete here on campus. I play on the lacrosse team, and I balance that with being a resident advisor on campus.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. How's your season going so far?
I'd say it's going pretty well. It's a new dynamic this year, going from NCAA down to MCLA, but I think we've handled it very well. We have a great group of guys, and we've had a pretty fun season, seeing some successes along the way. So,
what's been the highlight of this season so far for you?
For me personally, I would say our spring break trip. We went down to Southern California, which is personally where I'm from, and it was really fun being able to play in front of a lot of people I know and also get the win while doing that.
Nice. Sounds like a homecoming kind of victory for you, huh? And what's been a challenge for you this season?
A challenge for us this season is definitely the numbers we have this year. We started a bit shorthanded, under 20 guys. Now we're about 19 or 20. But lacrosse being as fast-paced as it is, and with substitutions, it's just tough lasting through the whole game and having legs in the fourth quarter.
What do you think you guys need as a team in order to overcome this challenge?
I mean, it's tough. This is the first year, so we're still kind of feeling it out. Getting really active with recruiting, and we already have some recruits lined up for next year, but Coach Matt Blamey is doing an excellent job promoting the program and building.
Nice. Now, how is it balancing being a student and an athlete? Because I imagine it must be a really hard thing to do.
Well, by now, third year here, getting pretty used to it. It just requires a lot of time management. Sometimes I have to do homework in class, or teachers didn't hear that, or stay up late getting assignments done. But you just got to be focused and determined, and sometimes it's exhausting having to go from practice right into doing some homework or straight to class, but that's what it required.
Yeah, definitely some determination. Any other advice that you can give to any other fellow student athletes here at Dominican?
Get as much sleep as you can. It's very helpful, and it's good for you. So that's what I got.
You heard it right here, ladies and gentlemen. Get some sleep. That's honestly probably the number one advice that I would also give to any student out there. No matter if you're playing sports, if you're not, it's definitely important to get some sleep, recoup, and bring it all together for the next day. So thank you very much, you all, for listening. This has been DJ Stacks with an interview with Alex here, student athlete, radio.dominican.edu.
And thank you again, DJ Stacks, with that wonderful interview with Alex. He's an RA here at Dominican, and also a LAX player. And we got some more news for you from PBR, so we're about to, you know, hand it over to PBR for some news. And
you're
we'll
listening
see how
to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ PBR with a breaking news update. As many of you may or may not have heard by now, there was another officer-involved shooting, unfortunately, and this time it happened in South Carolina, in North Charleston specifically. And the officer's name is Michael Slager, who is 33 years old. He unfortunately gunned down Walter Scott, 50 years old. And what had happened was that Walter Scott had been stopped for a broken taillight. And in that stopping, he actually ended up fleeing from the scene, running away from the cop. And Michael Slager went ahead and shot him 8 times. But now, recent video has just been released of the dashboard cam, which shows the cop walking up to Walter Scott's car, and then Walter Scott fleeing from the scene. And the argument was whether or not the cop was in fear for his life. And the video then shows that he really didn't have any reason to fear for his life, and he therefore had no reason to go ahead and shoot Walter Scott. Unfortunately, he shot him 8 times in the back as he was running away. And there was a video of the shooting itself that was done by a witness. And a lot of people are speculating that maybe the action wouldn't have been taken as quick if it weren't for this witness who went ahead and recorded the altercation between Walter Scott and the cop, Michael Slager. And the family of Walter Scott has been hailing this man a hero because of the fact that he was able to record this whole entire incident. And fortunately enough, there hasn't been a lot of outrage within South Carolina itself because of the fact that shortly after the shooting, the officer was arrested. And now since then, he has actually been fired from the police department itself. So a lot of people are talking about how the video of the altercation between the two men helped bring justice to the family, although there is still a lot of controversy as to whether or not the police have been taking the necessary actions and precautions to avoid situations like this happening, because as many of us know, you're only supposed to use deadly force when your life is in danger. So that is basically the update that we have on that now. So the officer has now been fired, and hopefully the next thing that we'll have to wait on is whether or not he's going to face the death penalty or life in prison, unfortunately. So our hearts go out to the family that was affected by that, and hopefully there will be less death involved with police and innocent citizens, because as many of us know, in the United States, you are innocent until proven guilty. So he probably should not have been shot at, just based on the fact that he was running away. There was really no reason for it. This was DJ PBR with radio.dominican.edu, and this was my news update, so stay tuned for the rest.
And thank you again, DJ PBR, with that serious story about the cop. And, you know, hopefully the family finds, you know, some grievance and stuff like that. And so now we're going to throw it over to Susie with some celebrity news. And yeah, we're just having some technical difficulties. The microphone is not working. So again, Susie with some celebrity news.
Okay, we're going to talk about the man of the hour, Justin Bieber. Not even 2 weeks after his Bieber roast, he's at it again. He performed Love Me Harder in a surprise performance with Ariana Grande at her concert in Inglewood. So it was the latest stop in her tour, her honeymoon tour. During the performance, Justin got a little too handsy with the singer, and her boyfriend, Big Sean, was in attendance. Now, Big Sean was not very happy about this. He tweeted, "This kid is about to learn not to touch my girl like that. Believe that." Seems like he means business. Back to you.
And he does seem like he means business. He might, you know, hopefully he doesn't go to jail for, you know, Ariana Grande. Just pray for Justin Bieber. And last thing before we leave, we got DJ Nyx with some weather news.
What's up? This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And this weekend is looking fabulous right now. It's all sunny and cool. So this weekend we got Saturday looking at 72 degrees and Sunday with 73 degrees. That's a good time for some Gatorade Pong, to check out PCN, to go hiking. You know, and it's the Marin, so there's a whole bunch of outdoorsy things to do. So it's a great sunny weekend. And it's a great way to start our final, almost last month of the semester. So hope you guys enjoy that. And again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you again, DJ Nyx. So yeah, it's great. It looks sunny out here, clear skies. You know, the pool just opened, so go swim, go tan, go do whatever you need to do. Again, this is DJ Smooth, and I'd like to thank all the DJs here at Penguin Radio. And you are listening to Penguin Press Boss on radio.dominican.edu, and we will see you next Friday.